Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lynn. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium and a fellow group cleanser here. It's after Thanksgiving. It's an exciting time of year. It's the holidays. And what we want to do is make sure that we get a head start, a jump start on the new year. So I'm glad that you're on tonight's call. I'm glad that you're doing the cleanse. I'm on day one. I know there's lots of people that are on day one as well. So this is an exciting time, and you've got David Sandoval. He's our owner. He's our founder. He's the creator of the 10-Day Celebrity Transformation. And I'm going to turn the call over to David. And David, if you want to talk for just a couple minutes, and then if you want to open over to you, this is an exciting time. And I know that you're doing a cleanse as well, so why don't you let everybody know what's going on. And, you know, we've got a large group of cleansers that just got through.
Awesome. Well, I hope you can hear me, David. I hope that everybody... me, and I definitely, you know, am doing a transformation for more than the third time myself, and I know that there's people on the line who are doing the transformation for the third time or more. So as David Litt said, I would like everybody except for those people to hit *6 or mute on your phones. So I looked, and we've got probably 300 people on the call tonight. So my guess is not all 300 of you have done that. So I'd love to hear some testimonials from those of you who have done this multiple times. And I want to remind you that even if you have done it multiple times, as I have, that you're still subject to headaches. You're still subject to, you know, lightheadedness or headaches. You're subject to weakness and tiredness and even temptation. And so it doesn't necessarily get easier. It just gets more familiar because each time is a unique experience. Each time is worth focusing on. You make a big mistake if you go, oh, I've done this three times before, so it's going to be easy this time. Each time you need to prepare. I guarantee that Michael Jordan, when he went into a game, didn't go, oh, yeah, this is easy because I've done it before. Each time he practiced before the game, each time he reviewed film after. So I want to hear from experienced transformers about just, you know, how easy it is on some levels, how challenging it is on others, but most importantly, how rewarding it has been for you, and why it is you've chosen to do it again. So, David.
Perfect. Well, I think that's a great way to start out the call. So for those of you doing the transformation cleanse for the first time, and it's uncharted territory, we're going to hear from some folks who have done the transformation many times, and they'll share their experiences and how it's transformed them. So I'm going to open up the lines. Again, hit mute or *6 if you're not talking, but if you've done the transformation more than three times and have something to share, words of wisdom or inspiration for those just starting out their very first class. Would love to hear from you. Please let us know if you've done a transformation more than three times and have something you'd like to share.
Usually they let people raise their hands.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
It's Lori from California.
Hi, Lori. Welcome.
I've done 30 pounds now. I feel fantastic. And it's been a struggle for the last 10 years. I tried every diet and I don't consider this diet.
Should I just turn it off?
And yes, there are challenging days, but...
She's lost 30 pounds, but it's very, very hard to hear. So I'm going to try one more time. This is really for your benefit, not for mine. I'm on the speaker line, and I can hear everything all the time. This is for everybody else. Please, if you could hit mute or *6, then that way we can hear from Lori, and we can hear from other people. So just hit mute or just hit *6, and we can have an open call. If not, then we're going to have to do this in a little different way. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines one last time, and Lori, go ahead. As you possibly can. Go ahead, shout it out, Lori.
All right, 30 pounds down, fourth transformation. Sometimes you do have those challenges, but that means you're either behind on your schedule or not drinking enough water. Water is your biggest key and getting a lot of rest.
Excellent, excellent. Great advice. water, rest, don't get behind on your schedule. Down 30 pounds. Congratulations, Lori. Anybody else who's lost or anybody else who's done three transformations or more want to share some words of wisdom for all of our new cleansers and transformers? Go ahead. We'd love to hear from you. Last opportunity.
Hi, this is
David.
Karen.
Welcome. Go ahead.
What? Are they?
Yep. Shout it out.
Hi, this is Karen, and I've done several cleanses at this point, and I notice my body is firming up in ways that I didn't realize. It's really wonderful. And
excellent.
When I'm not on the cleanse, my body only wants to eat these foods, so I usually still do two cakes a day in addition to a healthy meal. I'm so grateful for this. It's super amazing product, super high nutrient product, clean, easy. It makes my life so much easier when I'm on the go a lot of the time. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, your body's starting back up. It's easier on the go. Your body can't be without it. It's a healthy addiction. I know what you feel. I haven't gone a day without Power Shake in a long, 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 long time. So who else on the line that wants to share a transformation success story if you've been doing the transformation?
Aloha.
Go ahead.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Tina on Maui.
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead. Speak up loud. You're going to have to just shout out.
For what he said, because the first one was great, and when I did my second one, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. But every time I did it, it's a new challenge, and the benefit is that your body really does remember when you have these things, and it responds really well. The more you can see it, you just crave all these amazing nutrients. So I just want to encourage everyone.
Well, thanks so much for that great testimonial from Hawaii. It's just very, very hard to hear with all the background noise. So, David Sandoval, I think we're going to have to, stop the testimonials, and I'll turn it over to you to let you let me know how you'd like to proceed. But I was having a difficult time hearing, and I'm sure others were as well.
No worries, David. Well, I think that was a really good way to start, because we got some different perspectives, and I really liked each of those perspectives. You know, I think that everyone who goes through the transformation has one thing in common, and that's that they had the willpower to make it through. That's one thing that everybody has in common. They have different motivations. They have different reasons why. They have different temptations and different experiences on many levels. But on one level, they have the same experience. They feel empowered. They have made their body stronger, cleaner, healthier, younger. And they have inspired themselves. Most of the time, they also inspire others. At least one other person is inspired in what is truly a spontaneous type of a web that is being built, where one person's transformation, one person's experience, one person's life-changing sort of epiphany that they're now in control is enough to inspire 100 more. So an extraordinary transformation could inspire 100 additional transformations. An ordinary transformation always inspires at least one, which means that if you are doing a transformation, that you have started something. By the time you're done with these 10 days, you will have been the inspiration for another human being to change their life. And that's looking into the future, into the crystal ball, and seeing what's possible. But I want to, first of all, give very quickly, David, I want you to understand why it is that this transformation is important to me. But David, it sounded like you had a question or a comment, so.
No, go ahead. Why don't you please share that, and then what I think we're going to have to do, just with all the background noise, is I'll go ahead and ask you a handful of questions on behalf of everybody. I'm on day one of actually my fifth transformation, but I've got the day one beginner's mindset, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions. Why don't you explain why it's so important to you and why this transformation means a lot to you?
Well, the transformation is important to me because I grew up in a situation where food was very, very scarce. And I know that there are people around the world each and every day who are starving, some to the point of death. And when you look at the fact that we are choosing, we are making a physical, mental, and emotional choice to refrain from excess, to refrain from not only eating, which is what other cultures, not cultures, but other people are not always able to do, but we eat to excess and we eat foods that actually kill us. We're not killing ourselves by not eating. We're the race, the people, the culture that's killing ourselves because we are eating. And so there's something very spiritual about the transformation for me. One, it reminds me of a time when food was so scarce in my life that I literally went to bed starving, the way that children do in third world countries. But I lived here in the United States. And that hunger for food turned into a hunger for knowledge, which turned into a hunger to save the world. And so I guarantee you that while you're sitting there at night and you're wishing you had some food and you're feeling hungry, you might even feel like you're starving. You might even feel lightheaded. You might even feel like you're sick and you would do anything to get a bite of food. I want you right then at that moment to know what it feels like for 20 million people each and every day. And I want you to send that suffering and that love right then, right there, to those people. Because that, in a big way, of what this transformation means to me. People choosing to not live in excess, choosing restraint, choosing, quite honestly, life. And that's what it means to me on a spiritual level. So, but to everybody, it's different. For each and every person, it's different. But that's what it means for me.
Nice. Well, there's no question when you strip away those daily habits, you know, it exposes stuff and people definitely feel a spiritual, oftentimes, certainly an emotional opportunity to reevaluate or to feel feelings that they haven't felt in a while in a different way and gives you a chance to make the decision to transform in a bigger way than just your waistline. So important stuff, good stuff. Well, let's talk about those people who are on day one. It's their very first cleanse. I think we heard from, I think it was Lori, somebody said it's important to stay hydrated. So why don't you talk a little bit about hydration and the importance that that provides in the cleanse and how much water people should be drinking, you know, with their Power Shake, with their Master Aminos in addition to their Power Shake and Master Aminos.
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, it's very important not only that you have the water that we recommend, which is half your body weight in ounces, which means you're having at least 6 tall glasses of water a day for most people, and you're urinating every 2 hours. If you're urinating every 2 waking hours, then you are properly properly hydrated. And if you're urinating more than every 2 hours, you might have over consumed a little bit, but that's better than under consuming. Remember that the watermelon, the apples, the cucumbers all are fairly high in water as well, and they will help to moisten and lubricate and fill, give you that filled up feeling, but also have the ability to cleanse and push toxins out of your body. So, you know, that's all part of the rehydration process, is the cucumbers, the watermelon, and the apples. So let's not forget just how important they are for that reason, in a number, in addition to a number of other reasons.
Let's go ahead and talk about that. So hydration is obviously important. You know, you mentioned several of the flex foods. I know that a lot of people feel like flex foods are cheating. Would you say flex foods are cheating or not?
You know, flex foods are really, really awesome because they are not cheating. They're just they're treating, which sounds like cheating, but it's even better. So here's what I mean by that. When you're hungry, when you're really hungry, everything tastes really good. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just the truth. And so when you're really hungry and you drive through for fast food, or you grab the first thing in a package from a bag that you could find, then your hunger determines your level of satisfaction most of the time. And what we want to do is we want you to recognize that throughout your lifetime, when you are hungry, you've reached for the wrong thing, and as a consequence, you have trained your body to believe that the wrong thing is a really good thing. It satisfies you when you're hungry. It must be good. Snickers has made a whole industry out of telling people, when you need something to satisfy you quickly, reach for a Snickers. Think about that, but that's the reason why. Because then somebody goes, oh my God, they're so right. Whenever I'm hungry, if I just have a Snickers, all of a sudden I'm not hungry anymore. And that's a really bad signal. Now imagine if when you're hungry you reach for an apple and it tastes so good because you were craving something that was tart and crispy. And imagine if when you reach for watermelon, it tastes so good because you were tasting something or craving something succulent and sweet. Or imagine that you have some avocado with some sea salt, some cayenne, and some lemon because you wanted something creamy with that umami type of, you know, texture in your mouth. Or even that you made chips out of cucumbers and have that chips and dip effect. Either way, you're going to give yourself a specific tasty, a specific flavor and texture profile that is going to seem very satisfying to you. When you're very hungry, the next time, 2 or 3 weeks after the transformation is over, when you're very hungry again, you're going to reach for something much healthier than you would if you continue to train yourself to reach for fast food of the wrong sort during those times.
Great, great. So, you know, I think that's a great lesson for everybody, is that flex foods are not a cheat. They're an important part not only of your success in these 10 days, but importantly to retrain your body going beyond 10 days. And I know that for sure. When I'm on day 7, 8, you know, a Honeycrisp apple is like off the charts good. So,
you know, that when we tell you to squeeze lemon and sea salt over these things, there's a reason. Do you know that sea salt is a vitally important part of this transformation? So when we say to put it on your cucumber, when we say, you know, that it's okay to have that salt on your avocado, and we encourage it, people think, oh, sodium is bad. I just want to remind people that your body needs about 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. Your body needs sodium. It helps regulate your blood pressure and helps you rehydrate your body. It even helps you sleep properly at night. And so be a little bit generous with that sea salt on your cucumbers and your avocado. It's not cheating. Don't be afraid to squeeze a lot of lemon on your on your things either. That lemon juice could also be put in your water. It's very alkalizing. The cayenne pepper is thermogenic. That's why we keep saying cayenne on your avocado, cayenne on your cucumbers. I even put cayenne on my watermelon because cayenne helps your body to burn fat. So even our spices, and when we say, you know, we're about to introduce very quickly what we call our hot flexes again because the weather's turning cold, obviously, some places colder than others. And we've got a few options, which include, believe it or not, warming up those apples and sprinkling a little bit of cinnamon on there. And those, you know, sort of warm apple slices with cinnamon are a nice way to enjoy your snack. And cinnamon also helps control blood sugar and keep you from getting fat. So even the spices that we encourage you to use have a purpose. So don't go rogue.
Nice.
Don't think that eating just anything is okay. Stick to our list, and it works best.
Well, speaking of hot beverages, I just got a text from somebody who says that she often gets questioned about coffee, green tea, and whether or not, knowing that they're dehydrating, but is your recommendation for people to go cold turkey from day one, or is there a way to wean off, or is there a, you know, better or not better way of getting some caffeine during this cleanse? So I think that was a good question, especially as it's getting colder and people oftentimes like their coffee or their tea, a lot for their caffeine, a lot for their taste, but oftentimes just have something warm. What's your thought on no caffeine, cold turkey, or some way of getting some tea or other caffeine?
You know, I wish I did a better invitation of the soup Nazi so I could tell them, no coffee for you. But the truth is that I'm not going to do that. I don't have myself, I don't have the experience enough with coffee withdrawals or things like that to go in and tell somebody, you know what, you're not going to get to do a transformation because you don't have the willpower to not do coffee. Here's what I'll tell you. I desperately wish that you wouldn't do coffee. If you could settle for an herbal tea, for a little bit of honey and cinnamon and lemon in hot water, that would make me a lot happier. But if it is a matter of you not doing the transformation because you simply cannot live without, you know, a cup of hot tea or coffee, you're not going to have as good of a transformation experience on many levels because of the stimulant. That just is the truth. And we could have a whole segment on coffee and why I don't believe it's healthy for you. But I don't need to be preachy. I don't need to talk, you know, down to anybody who probably already knows the information anyway. Coffee is not healthy for your adrenal glands. It's not healthy for your energy producing cycle of your body. And it's not healthy for your mood either. But again, I just promised I wouldn't do what I just did. So there you go, David.
That was very gentle. It was very gentle. So I think that was clear, and I think that was really good balanced advice, which is better none. And but you know, if it's going to be the difference to continuing on or not, there are probably easier and better ways to do it. So let's talk a little bit about
exercise. I cannot tell you that I've had people lose 20 pounds in 10 days who admitted to me later they had a cup of coffee a day. I was, of course, aghast, but what could I say?
So let's talk about exercise, you know, the first few days and then moving through the transformation, you know, as people, especially active people, you know, like to move their body. You know, what do you think is appropriate for the, you know, day 1, 2, 3? What do you think is appropriate for day 4, 5, 6? What do you think is appropriate for day 7, 8, 9, 10?
Well, such a good question, David. Here's what I want people to understand. Is that exercise gives you energy and it takes away energy. And there's a delicate balance between using energy to get your circulation flowing and your muscles twitching and draining all the glycogen from your blood and your muscles and your liver. So there's a big difference. as you know, David, when you were a hockey goalie, the most important thing was warming up. You needed to go out there, and I could just see David Litt right now jumping up and touching his knees to his hands and jogging left and right in front of the net a few times and maybe doing some pull-ups on the crossover bar and just very quickly getting his body warm, making sure he was loose, and then he was ready. And then he was in the ready position, ready for the game to start. And I want you to think of your life in the same way. You don't need to go out and run, you know, and go all crazy. You just need to warm your body up, whether it's jumping jacks, whether it's crunches, whether it's some light yoga, whether it's a short, brisk walk. You're allowed to do short bursts of exercise. You cannot do full exercise routines. That's all.
And would you say that it's a little different on the athlete's transformation with the additional meal and some of the other, you know, other products that are part of it? Most of the people are doing the cleanse, but, you know, would that hold true for the athlete's program, or does the athlete have more leeway because of...
I've already heard from a number of people doing the athlete's transformation during these 10 days, and, you know, those are the people who are in training. Those are the people who... you know, are who need to keep working out because of one reason or another. And absolutely, they're making up, you know, about 500-600 calories with an extra meal a day. And then they are allowed to, you know, have that 45 minutes maximum, you know, 5 out of the 10 days, you know, of more cardio endurance type of workouts. And, They're sort of building in the extra calories and energy with the athlete's transformation.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about just talking a little bit about athletes, and this I think will apply to everybody. You know, when most people are eating their regular food, a lot of people count calories. That's one of the things they look at on the label is how many calories does this have. They're trying to be good. On the flip side, when they do the transformation, they look and see how few calories this program has and how few grams of protein, and because our master aminos are really quite special, though you can't go gram for gram, but do you want to talk a little bit to those people, you know, who probably had to fight through a skeptical spouse or brother or sister-in-law at Thanksgiving to say, well, that doesn't sound like enough calories or that doesn't sound like enough protein. And let me say one thing before you answer that. For those of you who don't know, a little commercial interlude here, we just relaunched the Master Amino Special, buy three, get one free. So for those of you who, you know, like to have extra Master Aminos around or plan after your cleanse to have more Master Aminos to even build up after you get lean, we're resetting everybody's clock so that for those who did buy the special in November, we limited it to 5 specials. We're resetting the clock to 0. So even if you bought 5 specials on that Master Amino, buy three, get one free, we just reset the clock. So for the entire month of December, we're doing the exact same special. So thank you, David. Thank you, Amy, for supporting, you know, this large group of people on this post-Thanksgiving transformation cleanse and many, many other people that use the Master Aminos in so many ways. So sorry for that little commercial time out there on the Master Amino special. But let's go back to the question, which is some people are looking at the number of calories. They're looking at the amount of protein. And they're saying the human body can't survive on so few calories and so few protein. You know, can you explain that a little bit for those who had to fight through a skeptic to get on this call tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there are two separate issues, really. So we have to look at what the metabolic need of the human body is, and those are basically everything that the human body needs in order to survive on a daily basis. And on one level, when we're getting enough of what we want, we're in a state called anabolic or building up. And on another level, when we're not in our body, then we're in another state called catabolic or breaking down. And so the secret to the transformation is understanding where that line is, understanding that delicate balance between when you're, you know, on anabolically building versus catabolically breaking down. And you want to be close to that line, to be honest with you. You want to be close to that line, but you have to be above that line in order to effectuate transformation. If you're below that line, you will still have weight loss, but that weight loss will be unhealthy, and it will lead to a starvation reflex, and it will ultimately lead to the weight coming back. So imagine that there's a line, and if you do your transformation above that line, the way that we teach you to, then you're transforming and retraining your body. And if you diet, then you're typically below that line. Your body thinks you're dying, and you're still losing weight, whether you're above or below the line. But above the line is a very healthy way to do it. Below the line is an unhealthy way to do it. We're the only company that keeps you above that line. And here's how we do it. The master aminos are a very unique protein. Most protein is grossly inefficient, but the master aminos are equal to between 5 and 10 times the amount of protein that you're actually getting when it relates to their effect on building muscle. So if you go, you know, I'm only taking 15 grams of protein a day. Well, think of that more like 150 grams of protein. If you're taking 30, think of it as 300 grams of protein. And that is like a quarter pound of protein. That's right. 15 MAP is like eating a quarter pound of protein a day. And so you're just not going to do that. Typically, if you are, if you want to remain healthy, if you ate a quarter pound of animal flesh a day every single day, then ultimately your body would suffer. With the master aminos, if you add 15 aminos or 30 aminos every day, then your body would get ultimately stronger. And the reason why is because the master aminos put your muscles into a building up state instead of a breaking down state. So that's one level. The second level are your cells. Your cells need a certain amount of energy every single day. And that energy comes from, of course, glucose and you know, which combines with oxygen and becomes glycogen. And it also needs a certain amount of nutrients every day. And if you provide 100% of what your body needs on the nutrient level and 100% of what your body needs on the protein level, that means your cells and your muscles are building up and getting stronger. And then they look for the energy part, the glucose part, and they can't find it. And your body goes, oh, well, it's not in my stomach from the food I ate, but I've got plenty stored in my cells as fat. And so without even realizing it, your body simply starts borrowing the energy it needs from the stores it has. But here's the great part. Because you never went from an anabolic state at the cellular level or at the muscle level, the only catabolic state you went into was a fat burning. The only thing that you catabolized was fat. The only door you left open for catabolic activity was fat burning. And that's a catabolic activity that you don't mind. That's a breaking down that you don't mind. Break down the fat. So other diets, which we are not, we're a program, but other ways of losing weight, they actually put your whole body into a catabolic state, not just your fat, but your muscle and your cells as well. That makes your whole body believe it's starving, and later on, when you're done with your diet, you gain the weight back because your body doesn't like to starve. When you're transforming, you don't gain the weight back because you didn't die. You reprogrammed. This is a program, not a diet.
Nice. Well, we can go on and on, but the good news is we've got the same call, same time tomorrow. So all week you're going to have David Sandoval, same time, same number. So that's the rest of this week, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the following week. So you know, hopefully we'll be able to open up the lines tomorrow. So please bring your mute buttons and your star six buttons along with you. And as I wrap up the call, one of my favorite things of all time is you can make money, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. And I think the same holds true for the transformation. You know, you can have a successful transformation, you can make excuses, but you can't make both. And so all excuses are equal. You've done what you needed to do to get to the starting line. You've done what you needed to do to listen to the information. Your body is starting to thank you. Don't let your head take you down the wrong path. Just keep listening to your body. Your body is going to get happier and happier and happier and happier as we go through these 10 days together. And glad that you're doing it with me. I'm glad I'm doing it with you. I'm glad David's doing it. And this is a lot of fun. So thanks, everybody,
one
for participating. Yeah, go ahead.
One last word. If you looked at my Facebook post, I talked about the Facebook post said, the man who chose not to die. And it said this is a story of courage and strength and of luck. And it said at first the man chose at the age of 48 not to die of a heart attack because years before he had decided to start eating better and exercising. And at the age of 63, he decided not to die of cancer because years before he had started having a green drink every day. At the age of 79, he decided not to die from complications of Alzheimer's and emphysema because, again, he had decided to eat a high-nutrient, low-calorie diet. And so I want you all to be the man who decided not to die, the man who chose not to die, because we choose to die in the ugly, horrible ways that we ultimately do die. And we choose that by the way we eat. And the people on the call tonight are choosing something different. The people on the call tonight, they're like that man who chose not to die. So thank you for being part of this. Look forward to tomorrow. And David, thanks for hosting.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't taken your before pictures, you know, it's not too late. You're not too far into it. It would have been great if you did it a day or two ago, but do it tonight. Whether you need to do it with a t-shirt on or not, do your before photos. You've got them for your own records or to go public. That's a big part of this as well. And, you know, you can always text the word transformation to 55678. If you're in the U.S., if you're in Canada, I believe it's 70734. Just text that word transformation and you'll get some more motivational messages, texts throughout the day from David Sandoval. So glad that you're on the line. Glad you listened in. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Same time, same number. Thanks all you Transformers. Appreciate you. And we'll catch you.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, David. David.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.